Mr. Johnson? Mr. Johnson? There you are now. Finally awake. We had estimated you would have come out of it a few hours ago. Well, listen carefully, Mr. Johnson. I know you're very confused and you don't know where you are or what's going on. Just remain calm, and I will explain. No, don't try to move. Don't try to move. Those wrist and ankle restraints are there for your own protection. You're perfectly safe. Now please, just listen. You were in a car accident, a very bad one. In fact, the hospital pronounced you dead on arrival. That's where my team and I come in. After a quick examination for suitability, we life-flighted you here to our facility, and we were able to revive you using some, well, unorthodox methods. But the important thing is that you are alive. We saved your life. Your injuries? Mostly upper body and facial. Well, I mean, it's a rather long list, but we have set the essentials right. I mean, for our purposes, you're working just fine. Now, on to why you're here. We are performing a very important experiment, and you are our test subject. If all goes well, you're going to be providing a great service to humanity. No, just hold your questions until I finish, please, Mr. Johnson. I believe my explanation will make everything clear. And just don't interrupt me again. As I was saying, you're going to potentially save hundreds of thousands of lives. At this very moment, incubating in your testicles is a cure for breast cancer. I know, a cure! Well, excuse me. As I was saying, the virus we have created, it thrives only in seminal fluid, but once it's transferred, it aggressively attacks breast cancer cells. We predict at least a 98% success rate, maybe even 99%. I mean, isn't that amazing? Well, the doses have to be fairly substantial, but my team and I have planned well ahead, and well, we've made a number of modifications to your anatomy so that you can endure the level of extraction we require. Well, firstly, your testicles have been enlarged by approximately 500%. Yes, I imagine it does feel a bit awkward down there. This is to facilitate the high volume we're going to be demanding of you. I actually wanted to go a little larger, but the team determined it was safer to err on the conservative side for at least this initial trial run. And for your penis, we implanted an internal multi-cell inflatable. And together with a cocktail of blood thinners, this will, well, it will let us keep you safely erect indefinitely. So no need to worry about the effects usually associated with priapism. You'll also find that you are quite a bit larger than you used to be. I'll get to that later, though. There are a number of things that we've also done, but, I'm not going to go into an exhaustive detail, at least not right now. You're looking a little overwhelmed. We did have to run IV lines for nutrition and hydration. You're certainly going to need lots of hydration. Well, we're going to hopefully be getting about 12 fluid ounces from you an hour. You know, about the size of a regular Coke can. You know, it equals 3 doses. No, of course it's not impossible. Our extensive modifications will make it quite easy for you, in fact. I mean, and those figures are just for the low setting. I mean, we're going to keep you on that for the first few weeks, at least. Yes, the low setting. I suppose I should explain how it's going to work. Well, specifically how extraction will work. You should like this part. Let me introduce you to your milker. It actually has a lot in common with a dairy milker, but this one is super heavy duty, has a number of other advanced features, and it's custom fitted for your new dimensions. Okay, allow me to demonstrate. First, I charge your penile implants with air, like so. It only takes a few seconds, and voila! You now have the length and girth to make any porn star blush. We upsized you for a number of reasons. I mean, the main purpose here is that more surface area allows us to vary which sections of your penis receive the most stimulation. I mean, this lets us adjust on the fly to prevent hot spots and mitigate wear and tear on the penis. I mean, the milker is going to be running pretty much nonstop. Okay, so let me just show you how to, and then I insert you into the milking shell. And we suspend it like this so that the weight of the unit is not a factor. And the replaceable lining is super soft, slightly elastic. Each should last about a week of constant use, maybe a bit longer, we'll see. And don't worry though, we have crates full of these things. And it should be snug but not tight. So when it's running, it's self-lubricating via this blue hose here, which runs to a large reservoir in the next room. And this yellow hose lets us inflate any number of the internal cells in your sleeve to give you different sensations. It's controlled electronically, so we can program a virtually infinite number of routines, to help ward off stimulation fatigue. It also allows us to spike the intensity when we detect that you're near orgasm. I mean, this is done in an effort to help maximize the volume of your ejaculations. Originally, we had hoped to also involve prostate stimulation for, well, larger yields, but it proved to be rather troublesome. I mean, we couldn't effectively fortify those areas to withstand constant abuse. Perhaps in a future phase. And finally, this larger tubing is for your extract. It will provide the pulsating vacuum pressure, which drives the milking action. And as you can see, the hose leads over to the refrigeration unit where the storage tanks are located. You are actually very lucky, Mr. Johnson. In order to maximize production, we've had to devise our entire project around your comfort and pleasure. Are you ready for me to turn it on? Oh, come now, Mr. Johnson. You should be thanking us. If not for my excellent team, which includes top scientists from all over the globe, you would have died in that car accident. No, I'm afraid no one is going to be looking for you. Your funeral was 5 months ago. A closed casket affair. It was easy to find a substitute for you. Just rest easy, knowing that your family is doing very well with your life insurance policy having paid out. I even hear your wife is dating again. It's good for her not to mope around endlessly, and you're going to have to accept this as your new home. And think of how many lives you'll be saving. We can milk you somewhere around 50,000 doses a year, if we can maintain maximum speed and efficiency, which remains to be seen. I mean, we know you only have so much to give. I mean, consider yourself our pilot program, proof of concept. And once we've proven ourselves, we should have no problem obtaining funding to expand our operations. In fact, this whole facility is designed with that in mind. This half, which we affectionately refer to as the farm, will eventually hold about 100 stalls, and the other half is the bottling center. We're even right on a rail line for easy transport, but I'm afraid you will have to do all the heavy lifting for the next 6 months or so. Oh, yes, of course we considered volunteers, but with all the risks involved and the physical changes that are permanent, it's simply too much, and there were a number of ethical questions, and we needed someone who wouldn't be missed. I mean, we don't have the overhead for lawsuits should something go wrong. I mean, we barely have enough for a second subject if you prove unsuitable, so. Now, this has been enough talk, Mr. Johnson. You just lie there, and we'll start the simulation program running. I promise you're going to enjoy it. And I also have this VR headset here, and I'm going to go ahead and put that on you. We have about 12 terabytes of high-definition pornography we run through it. It's like switching on an IMAX screen. Take this remote and you can skip or favorite whatever you like. Eventually, we'll be able to tell exactly what kind of pornography produces the best results. And this big button on the bottom calls an attendant. Please, don't abuse it. I don't have to remind you about the boy who cried wolf. I'll check back on you in about a half an hour. See how you're producing. There'll be someone monitoring your vitals in the control booth 24/7, so don't worry. You might as well just relax and enjoy yourself. You really don't have much other choice.